Good day, friends. It's Monday, the 24th of February, coming very close to the end of the month. Another beautiful day ahead of us. Rather windy in Perth last night. Kept me up a little bit. I'm a little late in getting started this morning. But as in always, whatever the evening has presented to you or the weekend, we want to practice the discipline of being still and to be a people of Sabbath, not only of a specific time period over the weekend, if you are able to do that, but also each day to rest in God. Let's do that for a few seconds now. The reading today comes from Exodus chapter 3, and we complete the chapter today beginning in verse 16. Moses has been instructed to go and meet with the children of Israel. Go assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, "The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and I have seen what has been done to you in Egypt. And I have promised to bring you out of your misery in Egypt and into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. The elders of Israel will listen to you. Then you and the elders are to go to the king of Egypt and say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. Let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. So I will stretch out my hand and strike the Egyptians with all the wonders that I will perform among them, and after that he will let you go. And I will make the Egyptians favorably disposed towards this people, so that when you leave you will not go out empty-handed. Every woman is to ask her neighbor, any woman living in her house, for articles of silver and gold and for clothing, which you will put on your sons and your daughters, so that you will plunder the Egyptians." Wow, there's a lot to consider and unpack just in these few verses alone. I'm fascinated that God knew in advance Pharaoh's actions. His foreknowledge of the heart or the hardness of Pharaoh, God was fully aware of, and knew that he would need compelling. I think it comes down to the fight of the gods, as it were, because the Egyptians considered their Pharaoh to be God. So there was a war going on in the heavenlies immediately, because the evil one had put into Pharaoh's mind that he was a god, or into their culture. So God knew in advance, or Yahweh knew in advance, that there'd be a fight of the concept of who has authority. So that I find refreshing and giving me confidence that God knows the situations that we will walk into, for he sees the bigger picture than us. Then I was interested to see that the texts say that I will make the Egyptians favorably disposed. In other words, there's one area that God has foreknowledge of, and there's another area here where God will bring about something. And I find this fascinating, that after the years of slavery and not receiving their due wages, God brings about what was appropriately required of hard labor for years in an abundance of wealth and clothing. So they, in one generation, received so much. And to receive and to leave with that amount of blessing over each child, each son and daughter, and to be clothed well. I thought that was just a fascinating way that God is in control of the circumstances, right down to the specifics of the wars in the heavenly that we don't see, and also the provision of respect or honor that should have been given to the Israelites for their daily needs. So I hope that encourages us. God, or the Lord, which, remember, the term L-O-R-D in capitals is the name that is spoken instead of Yahweh. So when you see the Lord, it would be Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. So just keep that in mind. That's the personal name that has been revealed to the children of Israel, and to us, the personal name of God. Jumping over to our proverb, in Proverbs chapter 3, there's a very fitting proverb as well. By wisdom, the Lord, or I could say Yahweh, laid the foundations of the earth. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the watery depths were divided, and the clouds let their drop of the dew. So that actually reminds us that the complete creation of the earth is under and in the hand of Yahweh, the Lord. And we've seen just this account too, the hand over the children of Israel in the land of Egypt, his hand of guidance and direction, Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, was at work. So may you be encouraged. The Lord is the one who lays the foundation. So whatever foundations and wind and things you're experiencing today, God is the provider. He is able to sustain you. He knows in advance the people that may be supportive of you, and those that may bring you difficulty. He's not unaware of that. And in our faithfulness to Yahweh, to our Heavenly Father, he will in due time give us or reward us appropriately. So we know that the Israelites had to wait 400 years and then to be sent, but in our right time, God will lift you up. So if you're wondering when, leave it in his hands, but know in assurance that you will be lifted up through your faithfulness to your Heavenly Father, Yahweh, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and the God of you and I. God bless, friends. Spend a moment again understanding the stillness of the God who knows you and sustained you.